Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
I thought I heard you up. Do you want a cup of tea?
No, you're all right, Mike. I'll make myself one in a minute.
You sleep okay?
Oh, I was awake in the night.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I was just wondering what to wear for this lunch.
Well, it's only Sunday dinner around Roy and Haley's. I won't expect you to dress up.
No, but I want to look nice.
You always do, love.
Thank you, Mike. Have you had your breakfast?
Yeah, you don't mind, do you?
No, of course not.
I thought it was probably best to let you sleep on.
Yeah, there was no need to wait for me. I expect you were hungry.
I was looking through the schedule for the Flower and Produce show. Are you planning to enter anything, love?
Oh.
It might be good for you to have something else to think about. Other than, you know.
No, it hasn't even crossed my mind.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
And I'm certainly not going to be doing any gardening this soon after the Amnio.
No, of course not. Like I said, you make sure you're good and rested.
I intend to.
But it's worth thinking about. I'll leave the schedule out so you can have a look at it. You enjoyed it,
Oh. Do you think?
No, I can't be it. They said 3 to 4 working days.
Yeah, of course.
They wouldn't ring on a Sunday, would they?
No, I'm being silly.
I'll see who it is.
Oh.
Anita, can you put the barrels over there, please?
Morning.
Hello, welcome to the fun day.
Hi, Auntie Sheila.
Hello.
It's quite busy, isn't it?
Oh, organised chaos at the moment, Elizabeth. Are you two looking forward to it?
Freddie's talked about nothing else all week. He just can't contain himself.
Yes, I can. Are you doing another musical ride?
See?
Yep, some of the older ones have been working something out. But that's our grand finale. We've got a lot of races and games before then.
Is there a clear round competition?
Oh, yes. And everyone will have a go at that.
That's my favourite. I like the way the fences go higher every round.
Oh, I'm glad to see you're so enthusiastic.
He is. Well, they both are.
Right, you two. See Daniel over there with the clipboard.
Yeah.
Sign in with him, and then you can go and get your ponies.
Oh, right. This way, Lily.
Coming.
And I can assure you it is pork, not wild boar.
Oh.
I hear the Grundys are overdosing on it a bit, eating it every meal.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to get Joe Grundy on the results, I can tell you.
Oh. So, have you got the whole week off, Vicky?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going away?
No, I'm just, well, you know, I just thought I'd take a few days.
No, Abby will be pleased. Mm. Any chance to spend more time with you?
Oh, we don't want to tire Vicky out.
Oh, no, I didn't mean...
No, that's all right, Mike. No, that'll be fine. You know I love doing things with Abby.
Not today, though.
No. Still, nice of Phoebe to take her to this thing at the stables.
Mm, yeah. Abby loves anything horsey.
Oh, better knock that on the head, sharpish. Sounds expensive.
You're right there, Roy.
I'm not going to see so much of her soon, am I? With her starting school.
Mm. Hardly seems believable, doesn't it?
No. It's quite a milestone.
Well, for the parents, as much as the kids, I reckon.
Mm. More sometimes.
Have you got everything she needs now?
Mm, almost. Just one or two things still. So, in fact, Vicky.
Yes, love?
As you've got some time off, would you like to come with me to buy the last few bits and pieces?
Oh, I'd love that, Hayley. No, I'd really love it, thank you.
Oh, no. Don't mention it. We're good to have you along.
And maybe we could look at some baby things while we're out.
Oh, yeah. Great.
What I'd like to do... Not right now. Maybe in a few days. I'd like to start clearing out the study.
My study? What for?
Well, as it's going to be the baby's room, there's such a lot of stuff. We really need to make a start.
Oh, Vicky, surely not yet.
What?
I just meant there's plenty of time.
Sorry, Mummy.
No, you did pretty well.
It was the combination. I didn't get Juniper stride right.
Yep, that's going to sort out the sheep from the goats.
Or the mares from the colts. Freddy's still going well at the next level up.
Casper just loves to jump. and Freddie's a natural.
It's very generous of you to say so, Lily.
Well, it's obvious. Just look at him.
Oh, Shula, how are Bunty and Reg?
Well, to be honest, I'm still a bit worried about them.
Has Bunty recovered from her fall?
She's still quite fragile. But at least their neighbours are back from holiday, and I'm trying to get over every week to check on things.
You could really do without that on top of everything else.
Who else is there? Joanne's in Cornwall.
Convenient, that.
And I can't ask Alistair to do anything. My first husband's parents.
No.
So it has to be down to me. They could really do with moving to somewhere more appropriate.
Ooh. No, look, stayed on.
Well done, Freddie!
All I'm saying is it's months yet.
Well, that's true.
You don't want to leave it too late, though. It's good to make the most of this middle bit of the pregnancy when you've still got lots of energy.
I'd just like to make a start, that's all, Mike.
But why be so hasty about it? Things might change.
How?
You might, you know, change your mind, feel differently about how you want the room and that.
Oh, I'm just talking about clearing out some of the rubbish in there.
There isn't any rubbish in there. We use all that stuff.
What, all those dairy magazines?
Yes, Vicky, oh, for God's sake. Why do you have to guide it like a bull at a gate?
I want to do something. I don't like just waiting.
It's the nesting instinct, isn't it, Roy?
Yeah.
Once the hormones get going, you want to buy all the gear and get the room decorated. Yeah, I was terrible, wasn't I?
Well, no, not especially.
But yeah, so I do understand. Forces of nature are going to be difficult to deal with. But if you want a hand, just give us a shout. Whenever you're ready, we'll be happy to help.
How would you have felt if Daniel hadn't wanted to ride?
Oh, he had no choice.
But it's great that he enjoys it so much now.
Yes, it's something we can always share. It's like Pip and Josh taking after David with the farming. I know he feels very lucky about that.
Look at my rosette, Mum.
Oh, Lizzie.
Best in the age group in the clear out competition.
Don't let it go to your head, Freddie.
No, you can be very pleased with that. You were in with some 14-year-olds.
Thanks, Auntie Shula. Sorry I couldn't last any longer.
The fences are pretty high now. It's up to Daniel to defend the family honour.
Oh, nice one. Oh.
Who's next?
Scarlett Billingsley on Lucky.
Oh, she's good.
I should hope so. She's nearly an adult.
Freddie and I are going over there to watch.
Okay.
Here's a spell.
So you're not having much luck persuading Bunty and Reg to up sticks?
Oh, it's ridiculous, Elizabeth. Just the two of them in that big old house. Mm. They'd find it much easier if they were somewhere smaller. And preferably with a bit of professional support on hand.
But they're not keen.
Oh, every time I mention it as a possibility, the barriers come up.
Oh, dear. Elderly people can get very set in their ways.
Mm. They get so defensive. It's like I'm suggesting farming them out into a home.
It doesn't have to be like that.
No, absolutely not. But they won't hear of it.
Would you like some more crumble, Mike?
No, thanks. Yeah, it was very nice, though.
Yeah, it's great.
That's lovely.
I hear Harry's coming back this week.
Oh, see?
Yeah, to collect his things. Is it Wednesday, Dad?
Yeah, I think so.
Fallon's planning a bit of a farewell do for him.
Yeah, they've been good mates, haven't they? Mm. I remember them in the panto.
Yeah, and the We Love the Ball campaign. Yeah. Hey, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, very. Yeah, it was good.
I expect must be hard for you at the moment, Dad. Covering the round and everything. Quite tiring.
Yeah, it is a bit. I'm having a look for a new roundsman. I think I've been a bit preoccupied, you know.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's all a bit of a worry.
She's keeping her end up this time. Oh, the beanbags missed the bucket. Dismount, Pamela. Pick it up.
Oh, she'll be annoyed with herself.
Oh, you must be proud of Daniel. Second place in the clear round.
Yeah, pretty good, wasn't it? I'm so pleased we didn't let Topper go.
I am too, Sheila. It means a lot to Lily and Freddie to see their father's horse in action.
And their cousin riding him.
Yes. With Bunty and Reg, if you ever needed any help... I mean, I'm not sure what I...
Oh, no, no, Elizabeth, thank you. But we're managing for the moment. I've had some ready meals delivered for the freezer. Reg has just about come to terms with them.
Not quite what he's used to, I expect.
He will insist on calling them compo rations.
What?
Like the army?
Oh.
And I've talked to the council to get them some home support. I'd be a lot happier if someone was coming in every day. Just a bit of laundry and general housework, it'd make a lot of difference.
It makes me realise how lucky we were with Julia. And that's a sentence you won't often hear.
No.
Oh, it wasn't easy having her live with us. But at least she stayed fit and independent right to the end.
Hey!
Baby and Abby are on the way home now.
Oh, did they enjoy it?
Seemed to.
Oh, this isn't clean.
I said you should have washed it up by hand.
Yes, I know, clever clogs.
And now it'll be all dried on. It'll be twice as bad.
Well, I should just listen to you in the first place, shouldn't I, Hayley?
You know it makes sense. And not just with the washing up either. You should always do exactly what I say, the moment I say it.
Yeah. I'll soak it for a bit.
Wasn't exactly a perfect Sunday dinner, was it?
What do you mean? That meat just fell off the bone.
Not the food, the occasion.
Oh, well, yeah. Was a bit... I don't know.
Awkward.
Yeah, not all the time.
Well, once Vicky mentioned the baby's room, it never quite recovered.
Maybe Dad doesn't like the thought of being kicked out of his study. You know how he likes to go in there and stew. Look... It wasn't anything that we did.
Oh, no, I know that.
I mean, it couldn't have been a nicer meal.
It's just obvious things aren't right between them.
Well, they're still adjusting, aren't they?
I guess so.
A baby? It's a huge thing for anyone to come to terms with, but at their time of life, and especially Dad's.
It's got to be hard, isn't it?
Well, I don't think we could expect anything else.
Right, come on, Lillian, where did you see it last? Good Lord, 9 messages!
Oh, right. This is Arthur Walters, 12 Victoria Terrace, Ollerton. We've got a bit of a damp patch. I think Daryl or someone needs to come and take a look at it, so... well, if you could get in touch, please... Thank you. Oh! Arthur Walters, 12 Victoria Terrace. I don't know if you got my message from earlier today, but there's a damp patch in the living room ceiling and it's getting bigger. One of the other others is always in, so if you just want to send someone round. Thank you. Goodbye. It's Arthur Walters again. We've definitely got a leak somewhere and it's getting worse and worse.
Oh, no.
I came down this morning and I found it dripping through into the cupboard under the stairs. It's a right old mess in there, I can tell you. Don't you people ever check your phone?
12 Victoria. Is that Mr. Walters?
Yes, who's calling?
It's Lillian Bellamy from Amside.
Oh, about time.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
I've been ringing you since Saturday.
Yes, I've just picked up the messages.
I normally deal with Mr. Crawford.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid he's not available.
So who are you then?
I am Mr. Crawford's partner. The office isn't manned at the weekend, you see. How are things?
We've got a leak. We've got a water leak. How would you expect them to be? God knows where it's coming from.
Right.
I turned it off with the stopcock, but it doesn't seem to have made much difference.
Well, that's unusual.
And it's very inconvenient not having running water.
Yes, of course, yes.
My wife isn't in the best of health, and this really isn't helping.
No, absolutely. Mr. Walters, look, may I call you Arthur?
You can call me Shirley, as long as you get it fixed.
Well, don't you worry, Shirley. Arthur, I'll get someone round to you right away.
Thank you. It's 12.
Yes, I know that. You leave it with me. Goodbye for now. Right. Make peace. This is one of your games, Matt. Ah.
Hello?
Oh, Daryl, darling, it's Lillian.
Oh, hiya. How you doing?
I'm fine, but the Walters aren't.
Arthur and Joyce? Why, what's up?
They've got a water leak. Are you in the area, darling?
So when did Harry say he'd be here?
Oh, he's going to make a start early Wednesday morning. Oh,
you see, and that's why he and I can never be an item. Apart from one or two other factors.
Yeah, like you not being gay, you mean?
No, the thing is, he's a lark and I'm a night owl.
Oh.
Being a barman suits my body clock.
Right. He's got a few calls he wants to make, goodbyes to say, that sort of thing. He's got to clear his stuff out of the flat.
He's not going to back the same day, is he?
No, he's staying over.
Because that'd be a hell of a day trip, wouldn't it? Lake District to Ambridge and back.
Yeah. No, he thought he'd probably get around here about 8 p.m.
Oh, cool.
And I have a feeling a lock-in might be on the cards, lark or not.
Ah, maybe we'll make him an honorary owl for the evening.
Well, it's the last time we're going to see him. We want to make it a night to remember, don't we?
I always find the nights to remember the ones I remember the least. I don't know why.
So that'll be my first lock-in while I'm in charge.
Hey, like a proper landlady.
And I tell you something else I think we ought to start doing. Comedy.
Hey, I supply enough of that, don't I? Hey, have you heard the one about the Welshman on a desert island?
No, I mean proper comedy.
Thanks.
In the Bull upstairs.
What, like a comedy night?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God, what a mess.
Trouble is, we only saw the damp patch on the ceiling. Didn't realise it was all getting into the cupboard till I went in there to get the vac.
Well, the vac got wet too?
Oh, yes.
Well, you didn't try and use it, did you?
Well, I'm not daft, Daryl.
Arthur had to empty everything out.
We've been trying to dry everything. Even put the heating on. In August, I ask you.
But the radiator isn't getting very warm.
Coats and the shoes will probably be all right, but we had boxes stored in there, family photos.
The letters Arthur sent me when he was in the Navy. I'm worried they'll have been spoiled.
Right. Excuse me a sec. Hello?
Ah, anything to report, Daryl?
No, not yet. I've only just got here. I'll let you know as soon as I've found anything.
Is Arthur there?
Yeah.
Can you put him on, please?
Yeah, sure. It's Mrs. Bellamy from the landlord. She wants a word.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, Arthur. I'm just checking that Daryl had got there.
Yes, we were just showing him the damage. Well, he's a good lad. I'm sure he'll get to the bottom of it.
He's very upset, you know.
I don't blame him, Joyce.
One of his stamp albums was in there too. It's in a terrible state.
I am so sorry.
Don't you worry, dear. You came as quick as you could.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure we can sort it out.
We could have a couple of local comics. You know, like the guys that you see at the Mertharium in Felpersham?
Yeah, but if you can see them there, why would people traipse over here?
I haven't finished, Reece.
Oh, sorry.
They'd be the support acts, and then we get in a name, someone that people will travel to see.
I think Michael McIntyre's diary's a bit full.
Not a name, but someone up and coming, with a bit of a buzz around them. In fact, I know just the guy.
Oh, yeah? Have you got any more orange and mango?
There you go. This bloke that we saw in Edinburgh, Tug Fowler, who was brilliant. Kirsty and I were laughing so much that our sides hurt.
What type of stuff does he do?
Well, it's sort of... I don't know, it's hard to describe, but he was dead funny. And I reckon he'd be a real crowd puller, especially with the younger punters.
He's a bit pricey, though.
How do you know?
I rang his agent.
Oh, so this is more than just a pipe dream, then?
Yeah. Well, there's no point in mucking around. Well, it's investment, isn't it? Speculate to accumulate.
I don't know, Fallon. I mean, the Bull's got a good reputation for music, but comedy isn't really what we're known for, is it?
Joyce! Arthur! Do you want to come up here?
Where are you, son?
On the landing.
Oh, you'll have to give me a minute. Now, you stay there, love. I'll take a look at it. No need for both of us to have an heart attack.
All right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, now, don't you worry, Daryl. I'm getting there. I wouldn't mind having 20-year-old legs, though. You haven't got a pair lying around, have you?
Fright not.
So, you found it, then?
Yeah, you see this joint here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Leaking like a cotton canoe.
Well, that's the central heating pipe. Comes up from the boiler and then splits off into the bathroom. Well,
no wonder the radiator wasn't getting warm.
You were losing water all through the system. I expect the boiler pressure will be right down.
Well, I've had a lot of good idea turning it off at the mains.
Yeah, because all the water that's leaked out have been from the sealed system.
Oh, I should have realised that. Getting slow in me old age.
Yeah, well, the good news is, now that I've found it, I can get it fixed in a jiffy. I'll just nip down and get me tools.
Good lad. Well, I might as well turn the soft cock back on, then.
Yeah, might as well.
At least we can all have a brew, then. Get the tea bags out, Joyce.
You see?
Yeah, he's quite funny, I suppose.
Quite funny? He's hilarious.
Yeah, but I'm not sure whether he's right for here. I mean, what time did you say you saw him?
I don't know, around midnight.
And I bet you'd had a few drinks by then, yeah?
What are you getting at?
Well, you know, late at night on the Edinburgh Fringe. It's a bit different from the Bull in Ambridge.
Are you jealous, Reese?
Oh, no, of course not.
He's scared you won't be the pub's resident funny man anymore.
No, it's not that. I'm thinking of you, Fallon. You're going to be spending a heck of a lot of money to get this Tug Fowler. I mean, are there that many people who'll travel to see him in the upstairs room of a pub?
We'll have to promote it properly.
In the middle of the countryside.
Well, he's got all his gigs listed on his website. He's probably got people who follow him round. And on top of that, we'll make a big thing of it. Get some ads out, posters.
I just don't know.
You know your trouble, Reece.
I've got a trouble, have I?
You're happy just coasting along. I want to push things forward.
Yeah, fair enough, push things forward. But you don't want them falling over the cliff.
Thank you, Daryl. You really are a wonder.
No, it was the least I could do.
Oh, you came round so quickly.
Yeah, it was only from Ambridge.
On a bank holiday, too. I hope you get double bubble for that.
I'm just pleased I was able to put it right.
And thanks for taking a look at that window while you were here.
It was no trouble. I really am sorry about all your things.
Never mind about us. We'll be fine. You get back to your lovely family. Make the most of the day.
Well, all the rest of it, anyway.
Yeah, I will. So, I expect I'll see you soon, then.
You're always welcome, son. You know that.
Cheerio, Daryl.
Bye, then. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Daryl, it's Lillian.
I thought it might be.
How's it going?
Yeah, all sorted. I'm just leaving now.
So what was the problem?
It was a joint in the central heating pipe.
Oh, simple as that?
Yeah, it had started leaking, drained most of the water out of the system.
So, tell me it was metal fatigue.
No. It was under a loose floorboard on the landing. Every time somebody walked over, it must have flexed a bit, put pressure on the joint, and eventually it just gave.
Loose floorboard? Doesn't sound very safe.
No.
Especially with two old people in the house.
Yeah.
So, how did that happen?
Well, it was,
Daryl?
Well, you know, it was, all part of the job.
What job?
That Matt had me doing there.
Oh, was it?
Well, you'll have a great day, mate.
Why can't I go with either?
I've told you, Georgie.
I want to go to Zikazoomland.
It's too expensive.
But you're going to meet up with... What's his name again?
Maxwell.
Yeah, Maxwell.
Yeah, at the playground.
And we'll have a picnic.
You see, you can have lots of fun.
Will you come, Ed?
I'd love to, but I've got to work. I'm sorry.
Morning.
I don't want a picnic. I want to go to Zigazoo.
George! Oh, sorry.
Oh, don't mind me, Emma.
Oh, now, come on, don't be naughty. Anything else and we'll go straight back inside the house and not go anywhere today.
Don't care.
Not another word. I'm doing this because I don't want to let Maxwell's mummy down.
That's not like George, is it?
His mate, Ivor, they're going to a theme park today. You know the one on the way to Worcester?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ben loves that place. Well, so do I, if I'm honest.
Yeah, well, they invited George along.
What, you had other plans?
No, it's just too pricey, David. Now, they had a coupon, but even with that, by the time you add in some food and drink and
mounts
stuff...
It mounts up,
doesn't it? It's mad. And George ain't too impressed with what Emma's organised instead.
Kids, eh?
She does her best, but... Well, you know what the summer holidays are like.
They seem to stretch on forever, don't they? Which is great when you're a kid, but not so good when you're a parent.
Yeah, you're telling me. Keeping them entertained without spending too much cash is... Well, it's not easy, is it?
No.
I'd go with them, but I'm off to Gloucestershire today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm collecting the cage traps for the badger vaccination.
Oh, right, of course, yeah.
Yeah, well, we start next week, so I need to get them sorted. Oliver's doing the milking this afternoon, so...
How long do you think it'll take to get round all the vaccination sites?
I don't know, about a month.
Right.
Oh, is it still all right to store them in that lean-to?
Yeah, of course. Oliver's already put a few in there. The ones he's been begging and borrowing.
Thanks. I know you're not a big fan of vaccinating them.
No. You know what I'd do if I had a choice? If we were allowed to.
Yeah, so it's good of you. I appreciate it.
Well, who knows? It might help. Dairy farmers could do with a bit of good news, that's for sure.
Yeah, too right.
You're not going to leave those there, are you?
Oh, welcome back, Matt. How was your business trip?
Golf weekend.
There were lots of work contacts too, Lillian.
Yes, well, perhaps you'd have been better taking care of business back here.
What are you talking about?
You were in the office on Saturday, weren't you?
For a bit before I left.
Did you notice the answering machine?
Can't remember.
Because by the time I saw it yesterday, it was full of messages from Arthur Walters.
Oh, good old Arthur. What did he want?
Well, he needed someone to sort out a leaking pipe.
And were you able to?
Yes. Daryl went round there right away.
Good. Everyone's happy then, right? I'll stick me clubs in the...
Very convenient, wasn't it?
Sorry?
Well, that you want to persuade the Walters to move out of their place and they happen to have a miserable weekend with a water leak.
These things happen.
You know, you need to be careful, Matt. They're an elderly couple. Suppose they get ill or there's an accident.
Hold on, let me get this straight. Are you saying I had something to do with the water leak?
Did you?
No! Yes, I think they'd be better housed in a smaller place. It would be easier for them to get around and cheaper for them to run. And God knows we could do with selling that house. You know we need the capital.
Yes, but not at the expense of hurting old people.
But I'm hardly likely to want to damage our own property, am I?
Daryl said that the leak happened because of loose floorboards that you had him take up.
Oh, so this is on Daryl's say-so. Right.
Well, he's the one that's been working there.
Let's sort this out. I'm not having that lunkin'. Daryl. Yeah, it's Matt. Let me put you on speaker. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Lillian's with me.
Hiya, Lillian.
Hello.
She's been telling me there's been some issues at Victoria Terrace.
Yeah, it was a central heating pipe.
Yeah, look, I think it's best if you come round and we discuss it face to face.
OK, all right.
With Lillian too.
Yeah, right you are.
Can you pop round to the office?
At the Dare House?
That's where the office is.
I guess so. Now?
No time like the present?
That's no good for me. I'm due at the Bull.
Oh, starting early, aren't you?
I said I'd keep an eye on things for Jolene. Fallon's expecting me.
Well, when will you be back?
About one.
1 o'clock, Daryl?
Yeah, sure.
See you then.
OK, I'll look.
There you are. Don't worry, pussycat. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Come on, you fed yourself yesterday. Well, you like this stuff. It's a lovely strawberry flavour. Okay, give me the spoon. No, give it to me. Kira, that's naughty. Oh, it's all dirty now. Ugh, nasty. Okay, maybe we'll try that later. Do you want another sandwich?
Mum, push me again.
Not now, Georgie.
Push me.
I'm trying to feed Kira. Go in the climbing frame.
But I've been on the climbing frame.
Go on there again.
I don't want to. It's boring. I want to go on the swing.
Well, I can't push you now. There you are, Kira. Cheese spread. Well, what do you want then?
Asserting her willpower, is she?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what's got into her today, Lillian.
They can hold you to ransom over food. It can be the most frustrating thing in the world.
Thanks.
Don't let them realise they're getting to you. They'll do it even more. Actually, that goes for adults too.
Mum!
George, don't be rude. Mummy's talking.
Are you having a picnic in the playground?
I wanted to go to Zig Zubla, but it's too much money.
We were meant to meet with a friend of his, but well, we'd been here about 5 minutes when his mum rang to say they couldn't make it. Chicken pox, she reckons.
Oh, well, it's one of those things kids come down with.
No, her.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so it's just me, stuck here with the two of them, and no one to talk to. It's driving me nuts.
Oh, don't worry, Emma. It does get better. Until they're teenagers, anyway, and then it gets a lot worse.
Oh, great.
Will you push me?
What's that, sweetheart?
Will you push me on the swing?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, darling. I need to be back at home. Someone's coming to see me.
Look, Matt, I did what you asked me to do, yeah?
Ah, here she is. Dara's just got here.
So, I see.
Hiya, Lillian.
How was the pub?
Fine, but I'm more concerned about Arthur and Joyce.
Me too. So, tell me what happened, Daryl.
Okay, well, you know I've been having to lift the floorboards.
Check if it went rotten like I asked you, yeah?
And, well, one of them was still loose, and the only thing I can think is that with them walking backwards and forwards over it, it must have put pressure on the joint, and, well, that's what started the leak.
I see. You've been around, Daryl. I don't need to tell you that we should never do anything that might endanger the health of an elderly couple.
Well, yeah, but...
What?
Nothing.
We have a duty of care to our tenants, especially the vulnerable ones.
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, these are pensioners. Just because we've got to do some essential refurbishment and maintenance, we shouldn't be causing them any extra stress. Should we, Lillian?
That's what I've been telling you.
I've been doing my best, Matt, doing what you said.
I know. Maybe it was an accident waiting to happen, but I'll be taking a special interest in that property in the future. Okay.
Okay.
What you and I want is to work for the best long-term interests of the tenants. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll say no more about it then.
Right. I'll see you then.
Bye, Daryl. Thanks for coming over.
That's all right.
Glad we sorted that out. Happy now? I think he knows where we stand.
You shall not pass.
Oh. Not near Kira.
You must reckon with me first.
Put it down, George.
Be silent, woman, for now I am mighty strong, and I take no prisoners.
George, stop it. Don't wave that stick around near the baby.
There's nothing else to do.
Oh, don't be stupid. There's plenty to do.
Like what?
Oh, God, that's all we need. Right, that's it. We're going home.
You make good time.
Oh, are you David? Yeah, it was a very clear run.
Do you want a hand unloading them?
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, brilliant, thanks. Yeah.
What's this? Animals will be released shortly, unharmed, after vaccination. Well, I knew badgers were clever.
You are?
Didn't realise they could read.
Oh, no, it's, it's PR.
In what way?
Well, it's in case people find the cages and think they're part of a cull operation.
Oh, right, what, and let the badger go?
Yeah, or damage the trap.
Well, that makes sense.
It would be ironic, wouldn't it?
How?
Well, given that you're actually trying to save the badgers by vaccinating them.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So, you're all ready to go then?
Yeah, just about. I'm looking forward to it, working with the team in that. It's going to be some early starts, mind.
When a dairy farmer says early starts.
Yeah, but mega early, like Jazzer on the milk round early.
Well, he doesn't go to bed though, does he? From what I hear, anyway.
No, he does sometimes go straight from a night out onto the round.
It's true.
Not that I'm going to be doing anything like that.
Well, I should think not.
Means I'm going to have to start my morning milking later those days, though.
Well, I hope it's worth it. You know, given that you're not being paid this year.
Yeah, well, at least the syndicate are covering the training.
Oh, you got that under your belt. It's no bad thing having a new skill.
Well, of course not. And I'll get paid from next year on. I can always try and get some freelance work.
Right. Well, maybe you could afford for George to go to the theme park sometime.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice.
Matt?
Give me a sec. Bloke I met at the weekend. Might be worth having him round to dinner. There. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I thought you'd like to know that I've rung the Walters.
Oh, excellent. Save me the trouble. And how are Joyce and Arthur? No more leaks?
No. Everything's fine.
Well, that is good news.
I also gave them my mobile number.
Why'd you do that?
Well, in case of emergencies.
Well, if there's an emergency, they can ring the office.
Yes, well, look how well that worked out.
You're making a rod for your own back, Lillian. You know how old people can fuss.
Well, I wanted to give them peace of mind, but I'm sure they won't need to use it.
I hope not, for your sake.
Because there aren't going to be any more out-of-hours emergencies. Are there, Matt?
I just got so sick of hanging round at home, jumping every time the phone rings.
Well, it's nice to see you down here, love.
I thought as Rosa wasn't bottling today, at least it would be someone to talk to. And it can't be easy for you either.
No. I wonder if it'd be better if you'd gone into work.
Oh, no. No, I can't concentrate. And that's one thing you have to do at a dentist's. Mm. Wouldn't be safe. It's ridiculous, isn't it? I can't do something and I can't do nothing.
Hello? Anyone around?
In here.
Oh, it's only... Hi, Vicky. Didn't expect to see you here.
No, I just popped in, you know.
I hoped I'd catch you, Mike, but if I'm interrupting, I've got to pack up my things in the flat so I can come back later.
No, that's all right, Harry. You stay here and talk to Mike. I'll just take a little walk.
I think I probably deserve that.
Deserve what?
I don't blame her for resenting what I've done, not giving you any kind of proper notice.
No, it's not that.
You've got every right to be hacked off with me too, Mike. I'm glad I've seen you because I really want to apologise face to face. Jacking in my job like that, well, it's not the careful Harry that everyone knew, is it?
No.
I surprised myself, to be honest. When it comes to someone you really love, well, you'll do anything for them, won't you?
Yeah.
So, well, like I say, I'm sorry, and I wanted to thank you for giving me the job in the first place.
Oh, well, that's all right. He was a good roundsman while you were here.
Thanks. That means a lot. We're having a few drinks at the pub tonight, bit of a farewell. Fallon's talking about a lock-in.
Yeah, Jazza told me.
Well, you'd be very welcome.
I don't think so. You know... Early start.
Yeah, of course. You're still coming the round, aren't you?
Mm.
Well, I hope you get someone soon. So, thanks again, and all the best for the future.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, better go and see what Jazz has done to the flat.
That's it. I can retire now.
Big tip.
30p.
Woohoo, steady on.
I won't let it go to my head, don't worry.
So listen, I've just had confirmation.
From the bishop?
What?
No, never mind.
Tug Fowler's agent rang back. And I know what you're going to say, Reese.
Well, there's not much point me saying it then, is there? You're determined to make your mark while your mum's away.
And what's wrong with that?
No, nothing. It's just, I'm not sure about comedy here. Or about Tug Fowler, come to that. Sounds like a naval saboteur.
Look, I think I know this place better than you do.
I know. I mean, I've only been here for 2 years. Got to be at least 30 before they stop calling you the new boy.
And I know what's right for Ambridge, all right?
Fine.
So I've booked him for 3 weeks' time.
But Jolene and Kenton will be back by then.
Yeah, exactly. I want them to see what a success it'll be. If it happened while they were away, they'd have to take my word for
it. Okay. Well, you're the boss.
Yeah.
So no comedians booked for this evening then?
No, just you. I've had quite a few people come back to me on Facebook.
Oh, great.
Should be enough to send Harry off in style. Now, I was wondering about a cake.
Nah, a tray of chips would go down better.
I can't put all the best Harry on a pile of chips.
Yeah, you can. Ketchup. You'd rather have chips in a cake, wouldn't you, Jimmy?
Depends. What's it for?
Harry's party.
Oh, am I invited?
Well,
I haven't been to a lock-in before.
And you're not going to this one.
Oh.
Well, you'd be very welcome to the early part of the evening, but there's no way that your mum would be happy with you staying after hours.
It's the holidays.
That's not the point, you know it.
Don't disagree with the boss, Jimmy. I'm lucky to have both arms still working.
All right, Frieda said it's okay for me to go now, but to check with you first.
Yeah, fine, as long as you're back at 6.
Oh, no problem. Mike Tucker needs to see me about something. I shouldn't be too long.
Okay.
He did say goodbye to me in the yard.
Right.
Oh, I hope things work out for him.
Oh, thanks, love. That was very nice.
Well, is that all you want?
Oh, yeah, it's fine, really. Oh, I'll get it.
He was all right, was it?
Oh, yeah, great. I'm just not very hungry.
Oh.
Oh, hello, Jamie.
Hi. Is now convenient? You said there was something I might be interested in.
Oh, yeah, come on in. Oh,
thanks. Oh, I came straight from work, you know, at the ball.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, sorry.
Oh. Hi, Vicky.
Oh, hello, Jamie. Excuse me, won't you? I'll just take these through.
Yeah, sure.
Sit yourself down, Jamie.
Oh, thanks.
How are things?
Oh, not great. Well, I don't know if you heard about Natalie dumping me.
No, I hadn't.
I really don't understand women.
Show me a man who does.
Too right. Anyway, this thing?
It's another chainsaw course, maintenance and cross-cutting. It's a bit more advanced than the one you did.
Oh, sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's running at the same place in a couple of weeks. Here's the details.
I see. It's quite pricey.
Stand you in good stead, though. It's a good course.
Well, I was putting a bit of money aside for driving lessons. I could use that.
Yeah, easily get it back.
Excuse me, Jamie.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
I'll get these out of your way.
I always need a bit of help on the estate after Christmas, so if you're available then.
Well, I'd have to fit it around college work, of course, but yeah, I'm sure we could work something out.
Let me see. It's on their number.
Oh, do you think...
I'll take it in the kitchen.
Right then, Jamie. Look, why don't you take the leaflet and have a think, eh?
Yeah, thanks.
Let me know what you decide.
I don't know why I'm doing this.
Because you've got a good heart, Jazza.
Where do you want it?
I think it'll have to go on the back seat. Yeah.
Leave me in the lurch. You're lucky I didn't just throw your stuff out through the windy.
Oh, come on. I seem to remember you were desperate for a roof over your head when you moved in.
That was then. I paid you back big time since.
Have you? How?
With my company, Harry. Kind of used to a more laid-back lifestyle.
What, like sinks full of dishes?
Huh. Just need to chill out a bit.
Late-night music when I've got an early start. Every mug in the place migrating to your room.
I'm serious, man. I can't afford the rent on my own.
Oh, you'll soon find someone.
You reckon? I've tried everywhere. Any beggars interest you? I can't understand it.
I'm sure that out there someone's just dying to share a flat with you.
They better start making themselves known or I'll be back with my ma.
Look, I know he's left you with a bit of a problem, but I've paid the rent so far and I'll do a few more weeks.
So I should hope.
And as a little gesture, there are a few things I don't really need to take. You know, stuff Grant's already got. You're welcome to have them.
Like what?
Well, the kettle, my bread maker.
You what?
The food processor.
Food processor, jings! I can't believe my luck!
you. Goodbye. Oh, Mike.
It's all right, yeah. It's all right.
I don't know what's got into Fallon.
What do you mean?
Well, she used to be laid back. You know, someone you could have a laugh with.
She still is.
How was she in your lodger, Parry?
Well, she just seemed normal, wouldn't you say, Jazz?
Aye.
Perfectly nice, just like always.
It must be the power going to her head.
What?
You know, with Jolene away, it's like she's got something to prove. Like maybe she's compensating for something.
Like what?
The band splitting up, maybe?
No, it's nothing to do with that.
But am I right? Is there something?
Why are you asking me?
Because you're a mate. You know better than any of us.
No, I couldn't say. I know there is anything anyway.
It's getting a bit late in the evening for amateur psychology, Rhys.
Maybe. It's just all I know is she stopped listening to common sense.
To you, you mean?
She's driving me mad.
Yeah, well, anyway. See you
later. What? Oh.
All the civilians gone now, have they?
Yep. The door's well and truly locked. No one gets out of here alive, or at least not sober.
Sounds good to me.
Fancy another jazz?
Aye, I will. Thanks.
Hurry.
No, I'm all right at the moment.
Won't be long.
Make sure you put them on the tab.
Yes, I know. Don't worry.
Kirsty's just texted me. She's on her way over from Jack's.
Oh, brilliant. The road trip rides again.
Yeah.
Although without so many late night surprises, eh? Mm.
I think I'll go and give Reese a hand with a drink, sir.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's got into Reese.
Oh, what do you mean?
We used to have a bit of get up and go, you know? A bit of a bright spark.
Well, it just seems the same to me.
I'm seeing a new side to him. Deep down, he's a bit of a stick in the mud.
Really?
Yeah. Every time I suggest something a bit different for the pub, he's like, are you sure? Do you think it's right for Ambridge?
Well, sometimes it's good to hear a voice of caution.
Oh, yeah, that's good coming from you.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'm not a good example.
Now, I tell you, Harry, he's driving me mad.
You want to buy a food processor, Reese?
No, mate. I won't have a clue what to do with it.
What about a bread maker?
Oh, you have me looting again, have you, Jazz?
Don't be daft.
I'm strictly a white slice man. Sticking a couple in the toaster is all the food processing I can do.
Shame. They're in good nick.
That's yours.
Ta.
Stick them online.
Aye, mate.
You could probably get something for them.
Good idea.
Right, quiet, please. Can I have a word? Thank you. Right, I've just been talking about bread, so I thought I'd make a toast. Bear with me. So, to my one-time Anglo-Welsh rival. We thought he was a cyclist, but he's actually turned out to be quite the dark horse. He's a smart cookie, but he's proved that when the heart speaks, the brain shuts up. So, I wish him every happiness up in the frozen north. I give you Harry.
Harry.
Are you going to come to bed, love? Vicky? You need to get some sleep. With the consultant's appointment tomorrow. Why don't you come upstairs?
Yeah. You're right. Oh, I don't know, I'm going to go to sleep, though.
At least try and get some rest, huh?
I'm so sorry, Mike.
No, it's, we'll find some way through it.
Will we?
Yeah. Yeah, of course we will.
I've got a bit more done for you.
Oh, thanks for covering.
No problem. Everything okay back at home farm?
Oh, fine, thanks. I took a quick look at the pickers and I bumped into Brian in the yard. He was in a very sunny mood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, alien abduction, I reckon. Replaced with a clone.
Why was he so cheerful?
Oh, he'd been looking at the applicants for the herd manager job.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Debbie's cut them down to a short list of 6. The quality's extremely high, apparently.
Right.
Which is a good thing, given the size of the dairy enterprise.
Yeah.
There are people with veterinary qualifications. Experience in big setups in Europe and the US.
Mm. Well, so they're spoilt for choice, then?
Yeah, I'm not surprised, David. Especially when you look at the salary they're offering.
Can you tell me?
Well, I don't see why not. North of 60K. plus benefits.
Woo! BL really are taking it seriously, aren't they?
Yep. I almost applied for it myself.
Oh, get in line, Adam.
Hiya. Josh thought you were here.
Hi, Ruth.
I was just taking a turn on the discs while Adam grabbed some lunch. Everything okay?
Well, I've been taking the plate meter over around Robin.
This is the grassland we improved earlier in the year.
What, the one you overseeded?
Yeah, we put a lot of Coxfoot and Timothy down, plus other varieties.
And?
Well, to be honest, I'm a bit disappointed with it. Could you take a look?
So, could there be some mistake? I mean, you know, like margin for error.
I'm afraid not. The quad test that you had before gives a probability, but the amniocentesis confirms it, one way or the other. Your baby definitely has Down syndrome.
Okay.
But what we don't know, of course, is to what degree that will affect its development. Children with Down syndrome often share certain characteristics, including particular facial features, but there's as much variety as with other babies.
They have a lot of health problems, though, don't they?
Not necessarily, Mike. No.
Well, Vicky's right. Some don't have any specific medical issues related to the condition, but being realistic, you'd have to prepare yourself for the probability that yours might have some.
What sort of issues?
Just over half are born with structural heart abnormalities or bowel problems that may require surgery.
Oh.
Hearing and sight problems are quite common.
You always see them wearing glasses, don't you?
Well, quite often, yes, but sometimes the immune system is suppressed.
What does that mean?
They can be at a greater risk of infections. A higher frequency of coughs and colds, for example.
Well, that's not a problem, is it? I mean, a few more sniffles.
It does mean they might find it harder to fight off other infectious diseases, though.
Oh.
Now, take your time. You can ask me anything you like.
What else?
I'm sorry?
What else could be wrong?
Well, the other condition that does have a higher incidence in children with Downs is a blocked intestinal tract.
Do what?
Digestive bowel problems, but like most of these issues, that can usually be treated. And your baby might have any of these symptoms only mildly, or not at all.
Yeah.
And we do have the benefit of foreknowledge. If you go through with the pregnancy, we'll be ready to give your baby the interventions it needs.
But even if you can give them an operation or whatever, they're still going to be handicapped, aren't they? Mentally, I mean.
Well, we tend not to use that word nowadays, but yes. While any or all of the medical conditions I've described may not be present, all children with Down syndrome will have some degree of learning difficulty.
Some degree, so that might be mild.
It might be. All babies with Down syndrome will learn and develop, but it will be slower than for unaffected babies. You should certainly expect your child to be slower reaching the developmental milestones.
Milestones?
Like walking and talking?
Yes. Motor skills, communication, toileting. Oh, there's some... I've got a leaflet here that will give you some idea. There.
60 months to walk? That's 5 years.
Well, that's the maximum, though. I mean, it might be 13 months, and that's normal.
Look, let's see here. Does that mean they might still be wearing a nappy at 5?
Oh, don't look at the worst.
I've got to.
You must remember, this is the usual range. I know it's difficult, but all children develop at different speeds. Most children with Down syndrome do learn to become independent with things like dressing and feeding.
Most. But not all.
No. But your child would be tested and monitored closely to make sure they have the support he or she needs.
What sort of support?
Speech and physical therapy, home teaching perhaps. It's easy at this stage to focus on the problems, but people with Down syndrome do go to school, make friends, maybe get a job.
That's a big maybe.
And there is a lot of support available. The outlook for babies born today with Down syndrome has improved markedly over the past 20 years. Life expectancy is 60, 65 now.
I'll be long gone then, won't I?
Well, nobody expects to outlive their children, Mike.
But if they need all this support, I mean, once we're
don't
gone...
Don't you think you're looking too far ahead? No one knows what's going to happen that far away.
One way parents look at it is that it's different, not worse. Every child is a person with their own personality, and they're all capable of bringing joy to the people around them.
Oh, they can be very affectionate, can't they? Yes. Happy children.
Well, they certainly can be. They can be happy or sad like everyone else.
Yeah.
They often have certain strengths. They like to learn visually, communicate using their hands and faces and so on.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a big decision to make, but there's a lot of information available. Keep that leaflet. And you'll find some more literature in there.
Thank you.
When you say big decision, you mean whether to go through with it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
So people, they might have an abortion?
Some, yes.
How many?
Well, I'm afraid I don't have accurate data for the percentage of expectant parents who choose to continue or terminate their pregnancy, but it's a very personal decision.
I don't care. I don't care what anyone else does. I couldn't do that to my baby.
Older mothers like yourself are more likely to choose to continue the pregnancy, but of course every circumstance is different.
Right.
Counselling is available if you'd like it, to discuss how your life would change.
I just know I want this baby, and I'm going to love it and care for it, come what may. It's our baby, Mike.
Now, obviously, you've got a lot to discuss. But is there anything else you'd like to ask at the moment?
Yes. On the scan, they weren't able to tell if it's a little boy or a little girl. Mm-hmm. Is there any way we could find out?
There is, but it'll be a while before those results can be absolutely confirmed. If you'd like to know...
Yes, I would.
Just give us a ring in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Mr. Chalmers.
I've spoken to your mum about the picnic.
Oh, great.
Is Wednesday okay?
Eddie's milking that daisy.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
She's going to help out with the food.
Good old mum. Oh, hang on, Wednesday, won't the boys be back at school?
Yeah, so she'll pick them up from the bus and bring them here.
Oh, good, eh?
I was wondering about Lurkey Hill.
Do we have to cart everything up there?
We don't have to.
The main thing's just to be together, isn't it?
I suppose. Where would you be thinking, then?
Well, how about just in the orchard? Then there's no need to load anything up and we can just carry it straight out.
Fine. And if it's wet, we could just set it up in one of the barns.
Perfect. Well, at least we've got some barns left standing.
Yeah. Right, here we are. Look at this. It's not really come up as we hoped.
No, I see what you mean. It's not great, is it?
No.
That's the trouble with these herbs and clovers. They don't take as well to overseeding as ryegrass. And it was so wet.
Not ideal conditions for getting them established.
Well.
So, what do you think?
Well, I don't see much alternative.
Try again?
While there's still some warmth in the ground. Yeah, and if that doesn't work, we'll have to think about ploughing and reseeding in the spring.
Oh, that'd be a shame.
Well, probably won't come to that. Let's look on the bright side.
Yeah.
Come here.
What?
Come here.
What was that for?
Do I need an excuse to kiss my wife?
I'm not complaining. I just wondered what brought it on.
Well, I was just thinking. We've had a tough year. If the worst we've got to worry about now is a bit of patchy germination, things can't be too bad, can they?
I guess not.
And whether things are good or bad, there's no one in the world I'd rather share them with than you. Would you like a cup of tea or something?
Yeah, if you like.
We need to think about telling the family, don't we?
No.
We want to give them as much time as possible to get used to the idea.
No, we shouldn't say nothing. Not till, like Mr. Chalmers said, we've got a lot to discuss.
I don't want to keep them in the dark.
Please, Vicky, no. I don't want to tell them one thing and then have to tell them another.
What do you mean?
You know, if we decide, if we go for a termination...
Mike, I couldn't.
I know what you said, but have you really thought it through?
Yes.
This baby, it's going to be hard enough work if it were normal. And now look at all the problems it's going to have.
Well, it might not be too bad.
But it's such a gamble.
No. No. Our baby is a gift, Mike. I don't care how hard it's going to be.
Well, you say that now, but it's going to be day in, day out for years and years. You'll be getting older. I'll be getting older. We've got a good life, Vicky.
Don't.
Why spoil it?
Please. I can't bear it.
I'll make that tea, shall I?
Hi, love.
Hello. What's this?
What?
This sponge cake.
Well, Joyce gave it me.
Oh, that was nice. You must thank her from me, Daryl.
I will, when I see her.
Are you not going back today?
Nope. I finished all the floorboards.
Oh. What was in your sandwich?
Cheese.
Is there any left?
Yeah. Oh, but I used the last of the bread.
Oh.
I'm sorry, love. How was your shift?
Terrible. You know Gloria? Mrs. Hamilton.
Yeah, the Scottish lady.
Yes, she died in the night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was first to find her. I came to her room with the morning tea and...
Had she been ill?
Not at all. That's what is so upsetting. Oh, she used to laugh big. Hearty. Yeah, laugh hearty. And today... Oh, no more Gloria, no more laugh.
That's rough.
I would have liked to say goodbye. Anyway... It went okay at Joyce and Arthur's?
Sort of.
They must have been pleased with you to give you the cake.
I wish they wouldn't.
Well, why not? They're very nice cakes. Oh, no. I don't believe it.
What?
This washing machine. I set it this morning before I left and it has stopped halfway through the cycle.
Well, did you set it right?
Of course. I've told you a dozen times it's not working properly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Will you look at it now, please?
Yeah, I will, but in a bit.
What is wrong with now, Daryl? I thought you said you'd finish for the day.
Yeah, I have, but I need to go over to the Dower House first. Oh. Something I've got to say to Matt.
Look, we've got half a dozen other people interested in that place. Just tell them they failed the credit check and move on.
Well, I've told them.
Well, there you are then.
But they think they can get our mum to act as guarantor.
Well, what's the point?
I'm just saying, let them have a couple of days to see if they can sort it out.
Meantime, we're losing income, which at the moment, can I remind you, we desperately need. Yes.
Oh, hi, Lillian. Brenda didn't say he was here.
Yes, well, I am. What do you want, Daryl?
I wanted to speak to Matt about 12 Victoria Terrace.
Well, go on then.
Well, it's...
Is this the update I asked you for?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
We don't need to bother you with that, Lillian.
Well, I don't mind.
It's just boring technical stuff, isn't it, Daryl?
Yeah, it's just an update, technical stuff.
Didn't you say you needed some fags?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, can you get me some cigars while you're at the shop?
You want me to get you some cigars?
Yeah, thanks, Puss. And if there's anything you need to know, I'll update you later.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Yeah, I said so.
Right. Then I will be back soon.
Fine.
See ya.
Very soon.
What are you doing here, Daryl?
It's about Joyce and Arthur's house.
Yeah, you said. What's up?
Well, you know I ain't been very happy about what you want me to do. You know, making things awkward for them.
I'm sorry. I don't think I ever asked you that.
No, but what you've got me doing, that's the effect it's having.
And?
And that was bad enough, but now this pipe business, it's like you're blaming me in front of Lillian. It's not fair.
I'll tell you what's not fair. An old couple stuck in a place that's far too big for them.
It's not that big.
Having trouble coping when there's a nice little flat they could be happy in.
They're happy there.
In fact, I'm glad you've called in.
Are you?
Yeah, because I've been thinking, while they're still there, the last thing we want is another leak.
But you asked
me... It was very traumatic for them, wasn't it? I realised that, and to avoid a repeat, maybe we should do a thorough check of all the pipe work.
We?
You!
All of it?
Well, we need to be thorough.
But that, I mean, pulling up the floorboards.
If that's what it takes.
Including the ones I've just relaid.
It's worth taking a bit of trouble if it sets their mind at rest.
I don't think I'm the right person.
I'm sorry to hear that, Daryl. Because you're a good worker, but you're not the only one in town by any means. If you've got a problem with the tasks I assign you, then you're free to take your tools elsewhere.
Well, I might just do that.
Yeah, and I'm sure with your record, firms will be just queuing up to employ you.
Adam! Huh? What have you got there?
It's a pasty.
Isn't that a bit whatever the opposite of haute cuisine is?
I know. Living with a chef is great, but sometimes I get a craving for food wrapped in cellophane and tasting of cardboard.
Oh, afternoon, Alona.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Excuse me.
Yeah, certainly.
Thank you.
Ooh. She's not her usual cheery self.
No.
There's a lot of it about. So, that's your lunch, is it?
Don't tell Ian. Yeah, we're working at home farm today, drilling winter barley. Brian's taking a turn on the tractor.
How's it going?
Well, we're still very behind with a late start to harvest.
No, I meant with Brian.
Well, we're rubbing along.
Really?
Well, you'll never change. Will he, Lillian?
I think you can count on that.
So, it's really down to me how I choose to deal with him.
Being in business with your family can be a nightmare, can't it?
It can.
Or your partner.
Does that mean...
Oh. Working with Matt. Oh. He's always so close to the wind. It's just sometimes he doesn't seem to know where the wind is.
Mm.
I think I've got the measure of him and then...
People can surprise you, can't they? Suddenly you see a completely different side of their character.
Maybe I need to choose how I want to react. Anyway, I'll see you, darling.
Yep.
Afternoon, Lillian.
Oh, hello. Can I have 40 of my usual, please, Vicky?
Yes.
Oh, and 10 of Matt's slim panatellas.
Okay. So, comedy then.
Sorry, Linda?
The Ball's latest initiative, a comedy night.
Oh, yeah.
There you are.
Those are the menthol ones.
Oh, of course.
And I wanted 40.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Fallon was in earlier. She left a poster to put up in the phone box and those flyers.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that.
They look quite good, don't they?
A little garish for my taste, but still I'm sure she knows her audience.
That's £24.05.
Well, Fallon's very fired up about it. I think it could be quite a draw. Oh, thanks, darling. I've never heard of this Tug Fowler, but Fallon says he's a scream. And everyone needs a laugh once in a while, don't they? Anyway, I must get back.
Yes, don't let us keep you.
See you, then.
Goodbye.
Just these, please.
Planning some baking, Ilona?
Oh, it's for Anna. She's going to a party tonight. Ah. They're going to make cupcakes.
So lovely. Speaking of which, now that you're a resident, I hope you're going to enter the Flower and Produce Show.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, it's a wonderful way to deepen your involvement in village life.
Oh, no. Oh, I really don't have the time.
Well, what about Anna, then? We've already seen her wonderful musical talents. There are several junior classes you could enter, aren't there, Vicky? Vicky?
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you excuse me? I just need to...
Oh, dear.
What is this?
Excuse me, Ilona.
Well, what about my shopping?
I won't be a minute.
I have things to do.
Vicky, whatever's the matter?
I'm sorry.
You haven't been yourself all day.
I wasn't sure about coming in, but Mike thought it would take my mind off.
Off what?
The baby.
Oh.
We've had some terrible news.
Oh, you've not lost it.
No, it's not that. No, I can't, I'm sorry.
All right, look, don't worry. But you mustn't try to struggle on here. You need to go home. I'll cover the rest of your shift.
I don't want to let anyone down.
No, don't be silly. I can manage here. You get yourself off, Vicky.
Thank you.
And I'll look in on you later.
Where have you been?
Just walking around.
Walking around?
Yeah, I've got stuff I need to think about.
Daryl, you are a carpenter, not a philosopher. All you're walking around is not getting the washing machine
hit. Yeah, I said I'd do it.
That was 3 hours ago.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
These are the big deal. Anna needs these to wear tonight to the party.
Well, tell her to wear something else.
She hasn't got anything else.
Oh, don't give me that. She's got drawers full of clothes.
Nothing is suitable, Daryl. If she cannot wear this, it will spoil her whole evening and she will be unhappy all weekend.
Well, can't you wash them by hand?
Don't be stupid. They won't dry in time.
Well, how about taking them next door? Use their machine.
Tom and Brenda are at work.
Peggy?
Peggy? Peggy's my employer. I can't impose on her like that.
It's not imposing. It's asking her a favour. After all you do for her.
I would be uncomfortable. And it would not be necessary if you'd looked at this machine the first time I asked
you. Oh, will you get off my case? I've been busy.
Wow. You are busy? I have 2 jobs and I still manage to cook for you, clean this house and do the washing when I have a washing machine that works.
Will you shut up about the washing machine? There are more important things.
You think it's not important? Well, we'll see how important it is in a week when you have no clean shirts and the girls are being laughed at by their friends.
Will you stop going on? Why can't everyone just leave me alone?
Oh. You poor thing.
You will keep it to yourself, won't you, Linda?
Of course, I won't breathe a word.
I shouldn't have said. I promised Mike, but I just had to tell someone.
Mm.
And because you knew about the tests.
Yes. You must be devastated.
I am. But you always picture when you think about having a baby in your head, it's always perfect. And I know I'm going to love it, but...
Oh. You're going to have it then?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't do anything else, I couldn't.
No. That's very brave of you, Vicky. And Mike, he feels the same way?
I don't think he does. But I can't do it without him.
No.
I love him so much, but I have to have this baby. Oh, Linda, what am I going to do?
Oh, Vicky, my dear.
I'm just desperate for him to... He's got to want it as well. He has to.